The iconic cover art of the rock music group Radiohead's album OK Computer shows a heavily distorted picture of an anonymous highway interchange. The band has never said where that picture came from. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports some internet sleuths think they found it in Hartford, Connecticut.
OK Computer is one of the most celebrated albums of all time by rock critics and music fans alike. It made Radiohead one of the world's biggest bands, and it popularized a sound that's hard-edged but melancholy and still shapes popular music two decades later. To celebrate the album's 20th anniversary, the band released some behind-the-scenes material from the making of the album. It included a photo of that interchange that was just a little bit clearer than the bleached-out, fuzzy image on the cover. That got Radiohead fan Jordan Magadan of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, thinking. He'd looked at that album cover a lot.
I just always wondered, is it Los Angeles? Is it Tokyo? You know, could it be somewhere in the UK? Figured there might be some kind of interesting story about that that gives you an insight into the thinking that went into designing it.
Magadan took the picture and the puzzle to AA Rhodes. That's an online forum for people who love talking about things like interstates, freeways, and on-ramps. A commenter who called himself Matt Mikey recognized the interchange. It's the junction of Interstates 84 and 91 in Hartford, Connecticut. Matt Mikey verified by closely examining some road signs and nearby buildings. Magadan was amazed that his question was even answerable.
I thought for sure, like, the highway system is so complicated and there's so many interchanges and they all look so similar, but checked it out on Google Maps and it fit like a glove. It was perfect.
With a little more sleuthing, Magadan figured out the picture was probably taken from the window of a nearby Hilton. And cross-checking that with a touring schedule for the band, he found out Hartford was one of their last tour dates before they went back to the studio to record OK Computer.
So I have a really good feeling that Tom York and the rest of the band were staying at the Hilton just up the road from that interchange and snapped that picture out the window, and that kind of went into their thinking behind, you know, the music and the lyrics and the art.
For Magadan, the story was complete. And although it hasn't been confirmed by Radiohead, fans who look at the pictures side by side say it's pretty clear.
It just exploded. Like, people are like, wow, I've been wondering about this for 20 years and had no idea this was a real place.
And another commenter in the forum realized that's not the interchange's only role in rock history. It also appears in the music video for the 1972 song Roadrunner by the Modern Lovers, a punk rock classic that, ironically, has been under consideration to be the state rock song of Massachusetts. But that now historic interchange might not stand for long. The state's proposed a plan to tear down long stretches of that highway and rebuild it underground. Magadan says it'd be sad to lose a piece of music history, but he's not going to lie down in front of a bulldozer or anything.
You know, I'm not going to say that my music opinions, you know, should influence, you know, the infrastructure of a major U.S. city. It's got to go.
And that might not ever happen. The proposal would be a decades-long project. But hardcore Radiohead fans who want to get the real-life OK Computer experience might want to visit the interchange now, just in case. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.